Thank you for joining Michon Hadar's learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration. This week's Dvar Torah is by Rabbi Eli Kampfer.
This week's Mishnayot are Perek Gimel, Mishnayot Tet, and Yud, Chapter 3, Mishnas 9 and 10. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, Kol sheyirat chet'o kodemet l'chochmato, anyone whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom, that is, he is more fundamentally concerned with his behavior than he is with his scholarship, chochmato mitkayemet, then his wisdom will sustain. V'chol shechochmato kodemet liyirat chet'o, but anyone whose wisdom, anyone whose scholarship precedes the fear of sin, Ein chachmato mitkayemet. His wisdom will not remain. Hu haya omer. Rabbi Chanina had a similar principle about action versus wisdom. Kol shema'asav merubin mechachmato. Anyone whose acts are greater than his wisdom, chachmato mitkayemet. Then his wisdom remains. Then his wisdom is upheld. V'chol shechachmato meruba mima'asav. Anyone whose wisdom is so much greater than what they actually do, ein chochmato mitkayemet. Then his wisdom is not sustained. So in this Mishnah, we have Rabbi Chanina talking about a disposition of fear of sin versus wisdom. That is, are you afraid to violate the Torah? Are you afraid to do something wrong? You have to be more afraid of doing something wrong than you are interested in, concerned about becoming especially wise. And then the second half of the Mishnah instead talks about actively doing something. So ma'asav are the good things that you do. Yirat chet, the fear of sin, is your concern that you not do anything bad. Rabbi Chanina's principle, of course, is the same. You want to make sure that your behavior is the bedrock. You want to be more concerned that you don't sin and more concerned that you do mitzvot than you are about how smart you are, how sophisticated your reasoning is. Because this is the way, right, to actually become a real scholar, someone who really understands what it means to be a righteous person can be a teacher and a scholar of Torah. We're continuing with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in Mishnah Yud, Mishnah 10. Hu haya omer. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa used to say, Kol sheruach habriot nocha himenu. Anyone who brings Nachat Ruach, brings a kind of pleasure, ease. Probably the best way to translate Nachat Ruach is anyone who people just feel at ease about. They're in agreement with that person's behavior. They're in agreement with that person's personality. So, Kol Sharuach HaBriot Nocha Heimenu, anyone who brings a kind of resting of the spirit, relaxation, an agreement with other people, Ruach HaMakom Nocha Hemenu, then God also has this experience of relaxedness, of ease, of God's spirit feeling at rest because of him. V'chol She'ein Ruach HaBriot Nocha Hemenu, and anyone who is not in accordance with other people, and other people do not sigh with relief when that person is around, Ein ruach hamakom nocha himenu. Then God's spirit, then God's disposition also is not at rest. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is essentially saying, sometimes God is hard to figure out. There's a way in which God is inscrutable. How do I know if God is pleased? How do I know if I brought pleasure to God in my actions? He says, use other people as a proxy. If other people generally think well of you, if other people find that your behavior is fine, you can rest assured that God also is pleased with you. And other people are a good way to tell if you are following in the right path. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is known as being a tremendous chassid, a person of tremendous piety. And there's a story told about him in the Mishnah Brachot that he would always know whether or not his prayers were accepted. And there he has a different trick. He has a different heuristic, a different model for figuring out if God is listening to his prayers. And he says that when his prayer is shkura b'fiv, when his prayer flows easily, that's how he knows that God is accepting his prayer. And when his prayer is stopped up, when he finds it difficult to articulate the words, then he knows that God is not listening. And that's how Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa would know who would get better and who would fall ill, just on the basis of really listening closely to his own experience. And we see that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa is someone who is not invested in wisdom. He's really invested in experience. The way that you know that you're doing the right thing is you check your own experience and you check other people's experience of you. The Mishnah continues with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. Rabbi Dosa is presumably brought here not because it has so much of a connection to the content of what Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa was saying, but because the similarity in the names might help someone who is trying to keep the Mishnah in order. No, first I have the principles of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, 1, 2, 3, and then the principle of Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer, Sheina shel Shacharit, sleeping in the morning, V'yayin shel Tzaharayim, and drinking in the afternoon, V'sichat ha'yeladim, and speaking with children, or speaking like children, V'yeshivat batei chnesiot shelemei ha'aret, and hanging around in the synagogues of the ignorant, Motziyin et ha'adam min ha'olam, take a person out of this world. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas is encouraging us to be serious. You're not going to sleep all morning, drink all afternoon, hang out with little kids, hang out with people that aren't serious. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says if you want to live your best life, you need to think about how and with whom you spend your time.
In Mishnah 9 of the third chapter of Pirkei Avot, we meet a fascinating character known as Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, actually, in almost all the other places that he's referred to, doesn't even carry the title Rabbi, but is just known by his name, Hanina ben Dosa. He represents probably the best example of the Hasidim. These were people who were men of action, not known as Torah scholars, and indeed there are no halachot that are mentioned in the name of Hanina ben Dosa throughout rabbinic literature, but people who were known to carry out what it means to live in the world in a very intense way, focused on actions and fearing sin. Now, the Mishnah that we read both in Mishnah 9 and the beginning of Mishnah 10 is in some ways a mini biography of Hanina ben Dosa himself. He values yirat chet, the fear of sin, and ma'asim, the deeds, over chokhmah, over wisdom or learning or perhaps even Torah study. And it's obviously striking that this shows up in a collection that is concerned with the importance of Torah study, as we've seen in earlier Mishnayot. But Hanina ben Dosa represents another approach of what it means to live a life working to follow out the pathway of God. And that is indeed how he speaks in the next Mishnah, Mishnah 10, when he makes the claim that your actions that relate to other people will in some ways determine the way God acts towards you. So in our brief time, I wanted to mention a couple of interesting aspects of Hanina ben Dosa and some other stories, and think about a question how we might take these Mishnayot seriously. So what does it mean to be somebody who is a chassid or an ish ma'asim, someone who is pious or focuses specifically on deeds? In the stories about Hanina ben Dosa, this terminology is explained in different ways. One is that he is known to be scrupulous about following certain commandments. For instance, he would always bring Shabbat in early, in the middle of the day on Friday, being extra zealous to celebrate Shabbat. He also seems to have a very deep and real connection to prayer. Prayer itself is something that the Hasidim, in some ways, it was their special mitzvah. And we read in a Mishnah that is known from Masechet Brachot that these Hasidim would pray in a certain way.
We read in the fifth chapter of Masechet Brachot in Mishnah 1, Chasidim harishonim hayu shohim sha'a achat umitpalalim kedei sheyichavnu et libam lamakom. The Chasidim Rishonim, these early pious people, would spend an entire hour before prayer, if you translate Sha'a literally, so that they would be able to direct their heart towards God. And the Mishnah goes on to say, even if the king asks their welfare, they don't respond. And even if a snake is wrapped around their heel, they don't stop saying the Amida. There are stories about Chanina ben Dosa in which he is called upon to pray for other people and indeed seems to have a direct line to God's will that is directed through prayer. Perhaps my favorite story on this is when he prays for the welfare of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son, who suddenly takes ill when Chanina ben Dosa is visiting. And indeed, he is successful with his prayer, and the son is healed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife wonders, why is it that Chanina ben Dosa can be successful with his prayer when Yochanan ben Zakkai himself couldn't pray for the welfare of his own son successfully? And the response is quite telling. Yochanan ben Zakkai responds that it's about a matter of relationship to God. If God is the king, then Yochanan ben Zakkai is like a tsar, is like a minister. But Chanina ben Dosa is like an eved, a slave or a servant. And Rashi explains, well, what is the difference between the minister and the servant? The servant is ben bayit. He is somebody who is known in the house. Nichnas v'yotzei shelo birshut. He is able to come in and go out without asking permission. The servant is somebody who is extremely familiar with his master's surroundings. And even though he's not elevated to the level of tsar, of minister, which presumably is reserved for somebody with Torah learning, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nevertheless, the servant is somebody who can get the master's attention really even without that much effort and is known to be able to walk freely in the domain of the king. This is, in some ways, the microcosm that's offered to us in this Mishnah, and I want to close by asking a question about what would it look like if we were to organize our lives according to the values of Chanina ben Dosa as expressed in this Mishnah. What would it look like if Yirat Chet, if the fear of sin or of deeds, actually was more important to us than Chochmah, than wisdom? How might we relate to our own schooling? What does it mean to go to school in a world in which actions and fear of sin is more important than what you learn? And indeed, as we relate to all of the rabbinic tradition, which is so invested in chokhmah, so invested in wisdom, which is in many ways a synonym for Torah, how might our lives be different if we took the values that are in this Mishnah seriously by stating that actions and deeds and relationship to other people is more important than what we learn and what we know and how we express ourselves in that way? It's a question that I'm asking myself, and it's a question that I leave all of you with as we move on in our learning of this chapter.
Next week's Mishnayot are Perek Gimel, Mishnayot Yod Aleph, and Yod Bet. Chapter 3, Mishnahs 11 and 12.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton from March 3rd through 5th, 2017.